Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Welcome to the Unscripted Support Podcast. Today, we have a special guest, David Sokoler. He is the founder of Hero Stories. Obviously, I'll let him make his own introduction, but I do believe that this episode today will be worth for everybody who's listening. Well, this will be a game changer for a lot of families. So, David, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I was so thrilled when you reached out and that you saw the value in Hero Stories for the Autism Voyager Directory and as an opportunity to give something to your community. So I'm just thrilled to be here and to be talking to you about Hero Stories.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. So if you want, can you share with us a little bit about your background and
For sure.
obviously what Hero Stories can, how it started?
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. So Hero Stories, as we'll get into, is a story app. It is all about adventure, storytelling, engagement, imagination. And it is a seamless transition from my career previous to Hero Stories, where I was a TV producer for 10 years, working on late night comedy shows up in New York for Jon Stewart, John Oliver, Hasan Minhaj, kind of all the late night comedy guys. And so storytelling is very much at the core of what I do and what my passion is in working with creative people and inspiring creativity. So those skill sets have really lent themselves very nicely to the development of Hero Stories. But I actually got the idea for Hero Stories outside of that space, simply playing with my little cousin in his basement. As I'm sure a lot of people listening to this podcast can relate, kids love to imagine themselves as the main characters of their favorite movies. So I'm playing in my basement with my, or his basement with my little cousin, and he is acting out every scene from Star Wars, like line by line, asking me to record it on my iPhone and then immediately wanting to watch it back. So I'm doing that with him, and I get home and I'm like, you know what? His birthday party is in a few months and I know it's Jedi themed. What if I take these clips, put it together into, a video editing software, add sound effects, titles, and he will have a short Star Wars story for his Jedi themed birthday party. And as you would imagine, he loved it. And the kids at the party loved it. And that's kind of where we got the idea that, I think we know that kids are really excited about that kind of opportunity, but most parents at home don't necessarily have the skills or the time to kind of give that full transformative experience. So with my background in TV and the creative folks that I work with, we started testing how can we do this in a really seamless and easy way. And I would just say, and I think this probably transitions maybe into what we're going to talk about in a little bit, it wasn't enough to just have a fun idea, right? Like there's a lot of fun things out there. I wanted to make sure that what we were building was beneficial to kids who are going to be using it. So from very early on, we started talking with parents, with educators of early education educators, and we talked to PhDs and academics, and we said, like, what are the pitfalls? What are the things that you see out there that are not good, that are not the most meaningful versions of screen time? And what can we do to make it better? And that was the approach we had from the beginning of how we developed how Hero Stories would work.
Wow, that's amazing. And obviously, Christian, my son, has autism. And something that you mentioned there that resonates is that in my case, Christian is very good memorizing the script of a full movie. So, what you just mentioned about, of course, it makes sense. He memorizes everything. He repeats everything all the time. But he obviously around what he does, he imagines a lot of stuff and comes up with his own version, I would say, to 100%. And I truly love the way it, again, I think it started because it's very, I've said it before, it's very hard to be a functioning parent while being exhausted. And it's even more difficult being exhausted and trying to look for resources or take the role of being able to do all that when you're so focused on being the provider and all that. So this type of app, I truly believe it is a game changer. And you mentioned something about the screen time. There is a lot of, I would say, topics around that. Either for some people, they mention, hey, you gotta take away the screen time. For others, they say you gotta put the screen time, but whatever you put something with quality that they can learn. Yeah, you have something to say
Absolutely.
about that?
Of course. Yeah. So first off, I completely empathize with parents who are struggling with this. I can only imagine how hard it is to know what is the best for your kid. All I can do and share is the research versus that we've come across and the conversations that we've had with experts, and share that with you and your community, and understand that like every kid is different and the needs and every parent's judgment. So our approach and what we have learned through talking with experts is that not all screen time is bad, but there are features of screen time that are better than others. Not all screen time is golden either, right? Like it is a continuum. And so after this, and I'd be happy to share this link with you, there's a great resource that is from an organization called Zero to Three that kind of outlines a really good decision-making chart of things that you can look for when you're deciding whether or not screen time is beneficial for your kid or not. And we included it in a blog post that we wrote with a partner, and we'd be happy to share it with you guys to take a look at as well. So the characteristics that we thought were the most important when we were building hero stories, there's a bunch of them. I'll kind of try to synthesize a little bit. First, representation. Like our whole thing is we want to make sure that there is no friction to your child feeling like the star of the story. So that means the way our application works is you read. When you come to main moments of the story, you're prompted to record yourself or your child or whoever you want, your dog, whoever you want to perform that scene, record a short scene, keep reading, record a short scene, re keep reading, record a short scene. At the end, we stitch it all together into what sh one short film starring you. And what that means is that your child will never have to wonder or leap over any hurdles to imagining themselves as the star. And we know from research that not only is that just a very nice sentiment and fun and lovely, but it makes a difference in how kids experience stories. If they can identify more clearly with the characters in the story, it's going to stick with them more. And that's really important and something that we are striving to do with all of our stories. So, when you look at our stories, like the main character will never have an identifiable name. We won't use pronouns. We won't use a graphic representation of the kid. We don't want there to be any friction to any child from any background or any lived experience walking into the app and saying, "Hey, I'm the main character. I'm the star of the story." And so that's really important.
Nice.
The next things is kind of the acting scenes, right? Like we break up the story with these moments that are kind of punctuations. And we know that interactive play is really important for learning and development. When we think about the brilliance of Sesame Street or Blue's Clues, it wasn't that just that the characters were fun and colorful. It's that they turned to the screen and they said, "What about you?" And they invited you to participate in the story. I like to think that we're just kind of building on that really amazing kind of discovery in media that those programs had, and taking it to the next logical step, which is like, we're not just going to ask you. You now have a chance to respond. And again, in another blog post that we can share, I have a contributing producer who used to work at Sesame Street, who's worked with me and is fantastic, Jackie Leibowitz. She came up with, I think, what is a fantastic analogy. Imagine going to the gym to exercise and getting on the escalator, right? Like, sure, you're going up steps technically, but you're not doing the work. And so when we think about imagination and we think about play, hero stories is like kind of taking the stairs instead of taking the elevator. We're going to get you where you want to go, but let's do a little bit of workout. Let's use our creative muscles to get there. And that's something that we think is really important. And then finally, unless you want to jump in, I saw.
No, I just feel because the thing is, when you're raising a child with autism or any related developmental condition, role playing is very important. And what you just mentioned is, I think it adds a lot of value what you're doing because that's something that as a father, as a mom, any parent should be doing with their child. So this obviously facilitates that, I would say, that exercise that's needed for families. And also something that you mentioned, I don't mean to interrupt you, but
No, please.
Not like you mentioned, not there's not one size fits all. So this can even help. There's a lot of, I would say, topics around siblings. Siblings who do not have autism or neurotypical, right? And this could even, for example, I'm just thinking this can even help the family dynamic to be able to, that sibling that's trying to get closer to the brother or sister, they might be the caregiver and later on they might be the guardian. But that, relationship, this app might be able to help them because now they're imagining their own story, they're role playing, they're doing their own stuff. So I just feel that this is very, it's a game changer, I would say. So I heard you, so I thank you for that.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. And you brought up like even a few things that I had forgotten about talking about, specifically the siblings. We've built this to cater to ages like 4 to 8 or so, but we find that if you put this in the hands of a 10 or an 11-year-old, maybe the story isn't right in their wheelhouse, it's a little young, but they're ready to be the director. Right. And it's a way for them to play with their younger sibling, and a way for them to engage with them through technology in a way that I think, as we've all witnessed and experienced, oftentimes technology is meant to be a solitude, a solo act. And that is certainly something that we're trying to, encourage folks to use in a collaborative manner.
No, it's amazing. And I know that also in regards to effective learning methods, we talked
Sure.
about acting out the scenes and all that, but there's also the side of privacy as well, right?
Oh, of course. So, when we started building this, we knew that, there's a tremendous amount of hesitancy out there about capturing your kid's image and having it be on the internet in any way, shape, or form. And we basically kind of used that as the number one principle in everything that we did to build it. So what that means when you use Hero Stories is your child's image will never leave your device unless you decide to send it to someone.
Perfect.
What we mean by that is truly, as soon as you download Hero Stories and you select the stories that you may want to do with your child, those assets will be downloaded onto your device, and then you could turn Wi-Fi off. Like, that's fine. You don't need Wi-Fi anymore after that. You do the experience with your child, and at the end, you're able to share that final video off device if you choose to go through a parent age verification portal and share. Otherwise, the entire experience happens locally. That means it is just sitting on your iPhone, sitting on your iPad, never leaving. And as soon as you decide to, do a new story or to, close the app or whatever, the video is gone. And some people maybe like you wish you could have gone back and gotten that one. You can always down you can save it. But we wanted to make sure that we're addressing any concerns of privacy, or we're just we know how important security and safety is to parents, and we wanted to make sure that from the get-go we were designing that with top of mind.
That's good. I think that's very important because obviously every parent is so concerned about that, right? And that's something that it's very important. So I would say, I don't know if you have a type of demo video that we can share,
Sure.
but I don't know if that's something that's possible, but I think it would be good for any viewer that's watching this that maybe they're hesitant as what to do
Yeah.
if this is for me or not. Maybe they can see a preview before.
For sure. Do you want me to share it right now?
If
Yeah.
possible.
So I'll just preface it. I'm going to share my screen, and I'm going to preface it just by saying, I know. In the abstract, it sounds complicated. We're making a movie. Like, you have to do audio, you have to do all these things. One button. It is one button.
Simple.
And I can explain all the back end to you. It doesn't matter. Just know that it is one button, and then we do all the heavy lifting. So let me go ahead and share my desktop, and hopefully just Michael, if you can give me the thumbs up if you can see it,
It's
and then
coming.
hopefully you'll be able to hear it.
Hero Stories turns reading time into an engaging movie-making adventure where your young reader will transform into the star of the story. you and your young reader begin by reading. Then, throughout the story, you'll be prompted to record yourself acting out major scenes, like riding on a dragon or dancing on the world's largest stage. At the end of the story, Hero Magic will turn your recorded scenes into an animated movie starring you.
Brave heroes, this hero had a bedtime. And when the hero went to sleep, they would dream about all their great adventures. Like the time they rode on the back of a great big dragon. Or the time they danced on the world's largest stage in front of the world's largest audience.
Your epic movie adventure can be saved on your device and shared with friends and family. Hero Stories. Read. Dream. Share.
That's nice. Very, very nice.
I don't know what film was about to start next, but we'll stop that.
I know what
nice. We now have 7 stories available on the platform. We have our original, which is The Very Brave Hero, where you'll get to ride on the back of dragons, dance on the world's largest stage. It's kind of our statement piece. It's kind of who we are. We have The Three Little Pigs. We have the ability to record your own Baby Shark music video. We have, oh my gosh, Pepper the Penguin, which is a wintertime adventure. We have, oh, I'm going to forget some, but I will say we just launched just this week, depending on when this airs, a new story that was actually written by kids, which we are very excited about. There's an organization in New York called 826 NYC, which is a creative writing program. They have locations all around the country. The 826 program, there's like 9 locations around the country. And we took stories and we took characters created by 2 of their students, and we converted it into a Hero Stories interactive adventure called Magical Friends, which is super silly. You get to go into an imaginary magical world and you get to skip with them and you get to paint the Mona Lisa and you get to sing karaoke. And we're very excited and glad to be partnering with them.
This is amazing. And I now seeing this, I have a couple more questions. So
yeah, please.
One would be if I'm a parent and I want to first monitor everything, but also can I include other family members? Let's say I want to share it to my brother or he's in another state. Is that possible that maybe he can download the app from his side and you get, I don't know if that feature is there, but obviously I'll know if that's something that you're thinking about.
Yeah, so there's a lot of great ideas long term. For now, in large part because of the privacy structure, since everything's happening locally, having a kind of opportunity to do things simultaneously from 2 locations, we're not currently supporting. And that's largely because of privacy concerns. However, we do support family sharing through the App Store. So if you make one purchase, if the account holder, the parent makes a purchase, you could load the app onto multiple different devices for your kids to experience. And then, as I mentioned, like that the uncle could record their own story and text it to you, or you could record a story and have it a mess, you know, be a the story catered for the uncle and send it to them out of state.
That's good. Now, something that I understand, and correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
You also do like, you also segment to the commercial side. So if there's anybody listening here that, for example, hospital, or you also cater to that side as well, correct?
Absolutely. So we're currently working with an organization called Child's Play, and we've been offering the full experience that we've described today for free for use in pediatric hospitals. But we'd also be, you know, we're open to having those relationships. And if there's anyone that wanted to bring this program to a school, to any other enterprise, we'd certainly love to work with them. And then one thing that I will note as a little teaser for the podcast is we are working with hospitals, with doctors, with radiologists specifically, and with child life specialists across the country to develop an interactive curriculum to help pediatric patients prepare for medical procedures. And so it's something that we're still somewhat in the early stages of, but we are in trials at a few different hospitals. And then hopefully that will be going public in the not too distant future.
Oh, That's amazing. So, I would say, what would be next for Hero Stories? I know that there's more features,
Yeah.
there's a lot of plans, but where do you see this launch? And I don't know, taking off. Like, how
For
do you?
sure. For sure. There's a lot of different things that we're working on right now, and it's a little bit of we're just kind of seeing where things kind of take off. Within the context of, I think, of our conversation today, we're working with authors, with educators, with artists to continue to grow our library. We want to make sure that when you join the Hero Stories library and you're paying a subscription, that you're getting the value that you expect from our product.
Yeah.
Within the context of that, I think there's a lot of stories that we've heard from parents, things that they would love help with. And I think this kind of goes back to a little bit about what you were talking about with, acting things out and work that you may do with your son. I think there's a really good opportunity here for kids to get to practice emotions, for kids to get to practice, coping mechanisms. And I think in the future, we'd like to be a little bit more intentional about designing stories that reinforce potentially certain skills that parents that aren't as easy for parents necessarily to work with their kid at home. Right now, our stories are super silly, super fun, and I think a lot of those things will naturally come through the experience. And I think in the future, we'd like to be a little bit more intentional and being like, yep, if this is something you need help with or you want a resource for, this is the story for you. Give this one a shot.
Amazing, amazing. So, anybody that wants to find out more, where can they go? What can they do?
Absolutely. www.herostories.com, H-I, because I am the hero of the story, rostories.com. And on there, you'll find kind of more information about the app. Generally, you'll find the download link for iPhone and iPad. We currently are, and you could also use it on your MacBook, but we currently are an Apple product. In the future, we will love to support Android, and we'll be working on that. Also on the website, I'd encourage folks, a lot of the research and a lot of the intention that I discussed kind of just conversationally, we have links to the underlying research on our website. And like I mentioned, I'll share the chart that parents can potentially use to kind of help navigate what is, a good fit for their kid and for screen time.
Perfect. I'll share all those links in the notes. And anything you want to share, last words, a quote, something in your mind that you want to share before we leave?
I think I just want to share that I guess one other thing, and I think it kind of speaks to the core of our product. We're not using artificial intelligence. And the reason I close with this is I know it's very much on everyone's top of mind, and everyone who's seeing, the new kids product, it's AI backed. And I'm not passing judgment. I think there's a lot of really cool things that you can do with AI. And if it makes your life easier, like, who am I? But I want to talk a little bit about how I see it specifically important for this product to not use artificial intelligence. Our hope is that we're building creative worlds that your kids find joy in, find imagination in, and hopefully, sparks a lifelong love of creativity and learning. I think it's our duty as, business owners, business leaders, parents, whomever is experience who is part of this, to make sure that in 10, 15, 20 years, there's a creative enterprise, a creative, economy that these kids can then go into. And right now we're in a period of time where, like, it's a little unclear. That's kind of like a very heady, abstract thing that I'm committed to. Personally and selfishly, I love working with artists. They're really talented. They bring a level of love. Many of them are parents themselves. They bring level of love, imagination, creativity into every story. And it's what makes this fun for me. And it's what I hope makes it special for users. And we are just committed to making sure that creativity and engagement and imagination only grow over time.
Awesome. That's awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much, David. Everybody, I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did. And thank you.
Thanks so much, Mike. Appreciate it. Michael, either
Yeah,
one. I don't know.
either one. Thank you so much. Have a good
Thank
day.
you.